What up, what up? It is Thursday, October 8th. The New York Yankees just won game four, forcing game five. I'm in a good mood and in a really good mood because Bar Trivia is back. This just shows kind of the nimble nature of our show. We were planning on having Rachel on the show, John's wife, to cover Dancing with the Stars, but she is working tonight. By the way, one of our heroes in our country. She's a frontline on the nursing front lines. John's looking at me like I'm lying. Maybe she's not. I don't know what Rachel does. But yeah, hashtag Rachel is a hero. Anyway, we're bringing back Bar Trivia. Rachel will be here on Sunday. So I'll give you a little background, listeners. This was set up when Eve took down Dubs in a huge comeback earlier in the year in our initial Bar Trivia. John somehow gave himself the bye week, and now this is the championship round. The initial Dubs versus Eve matchup turned out to be rigged, so this is the matchup that John wanted. He wanted the John versus Eve matchup, and I checked the early lines. Eve is heavily favored here early on in this matchup. So I'm going to get into the rules and what we'll be covering, but first I want to go to our contestants, Eve, John. How you guys feeling? What are you guys thinking? What's going through your mind right now?
You said that it's not going to be rigged, and I'm just going to put it out there. That's what somebody who would rig it would say. So I am skeptical about the integrity of this matchup.
I just want to say, I mean, I'm not feeling great. I know I'm just a scrappy, lovable underdog, and Eve is favored by 100 plus. If I win, it's going to be for the people, by the people. It's a long shot, guys. So I don't know if I'll do it.
Does either of you guys want to give a shout out to God, or are we going to pass that up this time?
I'll give a shout out to Esteban. I need your energy. Please help me defeat this
energy
man.
Energy from Esteban. Wow.
I'd like to give a shout out to Allah. Allah definitely exists. I'm not too big on God, but I'm pretty sure Allah exists. So Allah, yeah, Allah, please help me.
Pretty sure it's the same
Allah
thing,
and Allah.
But okay.
All right, great. All right, here's the rules. First of all, the Bar Trivia topic is pancakes and pandemics. On the show, Pancakes and Pandemics, it's like Inception. It's crazy. We're going to get into it. There are going to be five rounds. First round is worth 1 point, second round worth 2 points, third round worth 4 points, fourth round worth 6 points, fifth round worth 8 points.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Wait, it's too much math. Have you ever been to bar trivia?
Okay. No, hey, Eve. Jesus. Eve, yeah, it definitely doesn't matter, John. Great point. The other thing I'll say is I'm going to ask you each a question each round. There are no steals. You either get the fucking question right or you don't get the question right. I'm getting my timer up because we're going to put a 10-second shot clock on you motherfuckers.
You had your time, sir. You had your time.
Excuse me, I'm talking.
I'm speaking.
Hey, does anyone have any ideas for the sounder for Bar Trivia before we get started?
Oh, I think like the Family Feud theme.
Whose line is it anyway?
Family Feud has great music behind it, and if someone gets... the survey says, like, if you get a right answer, you go ding.
Okay, I'll work on getting those in there. All right, first round. We're gonna go to John first. John, you referenced a stripper's name in an episode labeled "Stripper Farts and Sports." What was her name?
Bailey.
Fucking right, John. Ding, baby. Right off the bat, scores a point. I was actually asked that question because I wanted to know if that was a made-up stripper's name or if you actually remembered her. Clearly was a real stripper.
I just thought, like, how long should I wait to answer that so that if my wife listens to this, she doesn't, like, whoa, you thought of that real fast, didn't you? Bitch. And I'm like, well, you know what? I'm just going to go for it. Just whatever. Yeah, her name's burned into my memory, so whatever.
Okay, John, you have 1 point. Congratulations on getting started. Yes. Got to feel good. All right, Eve, John misquoted Gene Hackman when overviewing a makeout scene in the movie Hoosiers. What was the quote John inaccurately inserted into the movie?
What did he actually say, or what the right word is?
No, what John actually said.
I don't remember.
And for a bonus half point, say it as though you're John and in the way that he said it, please. It's a half point.
Oh my god. he said something like, yo girl, let me get that puss.
That was everything I wanted it to be, and unfortunately, it's not correct, John.
Give her at least a half. We're doing the voice. That was great.
No, that's true. Half point for Eve. So first round is over. John has
full
point.
Was the answer? What was the answer?
I'ma knock that dust off that puss.
Oh yeah! Damn.
All right, that was an exciting first round, and just warming up, guys. That's only worth a point. That was kind of just to get us going. We're moving right into the second round. I'm going to go to Eve first. Eve, in an episode titled Don't Trust Your WAP on My Pillow, we did a top three on benefits of getting older. What was your number one?
My number one was being able to be crazy and senile as an old person.
Unfortunately, your number one was pursuing your dream of owning a rescue puppy ranch.
Oh my god, yes. Oh my god. I wasn't ready for this.
You're such a fraud.
Unfortunately, you don't remember what
that
your
was number
one
three.
Was.
It was the first thing I said was that one. Motherfucker. I'm sorry. Okay. You told
off
me.
Off to a rough start, Eve. Yeah. Off to a rough start. Okay, John, back to you. You created a pancakes and pandemics drinking game. What does Eve have to do for us to drink?
Oh, this is bullshit.
Why is it bullshit? Because what she has to do to make us all drink is to say something that stops us in our tracks on the show that none of us can do anything with. Essentially toss a dead fish into our laps.
The exact quote, and John, that is, you do get that right. It was make a super obscure reference that stops the show in its tracks. So John, two, Eve with a half a point. Again, we're early on here. This is a big round. This is a 4-point round.
Stop doing little hand guns at me.
I'm doing fist pumps. Yes.
I'm watching Eve continuously get more frustrated and John starting to celebrate. I do want to back up. The reason Eve was heavily favored is John has competed in Locks of the Week, All Cornholes Matter, pretty much every competition John has been involved with. He's found a way to fucking fail. And so Eve is still heavily favored despite being down 3.5 points here going into the third round. All right.
I didn't study.
John, we're going to you. There was one episode that ended, and your final words were, well, I think this has been one of the best episodes we've ever done, so let's springboard off that right into the end. What was the name of that episode?
So we did an original episode, and then we retitled it later when we re-released it. I believe the original title...
No. I want the released episode title.
No, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, the original release...
The one that was recently released.
Gunther's Last Supper.
Bam! Ding! That's the 4-pointer. That's what I was looking for, John.
Can I go? What was the original episode? When we released the recent original, it was something about Gunther's marriage crumbling.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Yes, that was what I was going for. All right. Me. 4-pointer. Oh shit, though. I just went to the tape. It appeared the 10-second shot clock expired before you got that out. Unfortunately, I can't give you those 4 points. You're still stuck at 3, Eve. You're at 1 point.
Where's the noise? Better? Yeah, where's the noise for the?
I have it here. I'm sorry.
Will you just word it better? I didn't know if you were asking about the original or the re-release.
Fair. I'm going to give you 2 points. Because of the confusion. Right, so I'll give you a half. You're up to 5.
Well, I'm very invested in this. I need to win. My personal identity is tied up in this. So
absolutely. All right, Eve, round 3. This is a 4-point question. According to John, there is one song that is a top duo for blowjobs. Can you name the artist and the song name?
It's Usher. I don't remember the fucking song.
Okay, John. John, do you want to chime in?
Air ain't nothing. That's a different song. It's Nice and Slow.
But Eve, I'm going to give you the half point as well. So you still get 2 points. So 2.5 to 5 going into the fourth round because you did get Usher. You deserve some points for that. And Eve, I'm going to stay with you as we enter the fourth round. In a recent versus, we had to pick between pooping through your mouth and eating with your butt. Do you remember? Hold on. Let me compose myself. Do you remember the exact verbiage you used when you made your choice? Exact verbiage.
It's verbiage, but let's see. I said I'd rather. Oh my god! Shot clock's gonna go out. Fuck. I know I chose eating through my mouth. Yeah, I don't remember my verbiage.
Unfortunately, that is not correct. You said the exact words was, "Mine is gonna be eating through my butt."
Mine is gonna be eating through my butt.
That is what you said. Eating through my butt. So you unfortunately do not get the fourth round question right. John, I'm gonna go to you. In a recent episode titled Old People Gonna Old and COVID Kim, we highlighted our top three lamest superheroes. Can you name Dubs's number one lamest superhero or remember his power? Either of those.
Hold on. I believe it was Little Man. And Little Man is a tiny old Asian guy that can take great selfies for you or great pictures, but he can't like take them of himself or something.
So the correct answer, and yes, you get the point. His name is Little Man. He's an 85-year-old Arabic midget that's able to identify the best angle to take the pictures from. So yes, you get the points there. So let me go back. That's a 6-point swing. So what does that put you at? That puts you at
11.
Right? 11. Eve, you're at what? 3, 2.5. This is an 8-point. I don't think you're. I'm going to give you a half a point. So this is for the tie, Eve. If you get this right and John doesn't, you get the tie. All right, John. So this is for the win. John, this is for the win. I'm going to go to you first. On a show labeled Athletes and Orgies, Eve revealed her number. What was the number, and what does that number represent?
Oh, man. Jeez. I think it's 54, and the number represents how many people she's allowed to be inside of her.
Jesus Christ, John. You are on fucking fire. You win the game. Did you go 5 for 5?
Wait, you didn't give me an extra. You missed one of my questions.
I'm going to give you a question, Eve. The point is you've already missed too many where you can't make
give her a money. Give her a money ball, something to at least tie.
Okay, all right. All right, Eve. Holy shit, I just got a text. This is actually worth 50 points. This
Morgan Freeman? Who the fuck texted you?
Our producer. We got a producer.
We have a producer.
Yeah, you guys don't know about the producer. Only I know about the producer.
Is it really Scott?
All right, Eve. This is for the win now. This is crazy. I can't believe how bar trivia works here.
Oh, really?
All right. John has described Adam Silver as looking like many things. And on the episode titled Adam Silver Looks Like, can you name two of the things that John says Adam Silver looks like?
Pencil eraser.
Ding.
Like some kind of vampire. probably a penis. No.
Sorry. We would have accepted women's role on deodorant, Dean from the show Community, Alien in a Human Disguise, Middle Finger, Q-Tip, Bowling Pin, Q-Tip. Or a retired member of the Blue Man Group. All of those would have been acceptable answers. Unfortunately, you only got pencil eraser. John, congratulations. You gave yourself the bye week. You rigged matchup number one, and you are the Pancakes and Pandemics bar trivia champion. This is your floor. You have it. Anything you'd like to say, go ahead.
First of all, I want to thank Allah. And beyond that, I want to thank Kesha, my inspiring light through all of this. But I really, I'm really great at dumb trivia. And we've done 40 plus episodes of this dumb show. And so it sticks with me. And so let's do this every week. And Eve, I am now 100 plus. You are 0.
Woo!
There was never a competition between me and you. Don't make it one. Okay, we're friends. All right.
That's true.
Me and Dubs have had our issue since negative one days. Okay, since the first time I heard is drippy women's anti-women's soccer shit. Yeah.
When I sent you our in first fairness, episode, you did text me and tear them apart.
Eve, I was not anti-women's soccer.
I was anti-women's sports. I don't.
Thank you. Correct. I was anti the entire women's sports. I did not call out soccer.
Doesn't make it better.
Doesn't.
What about if it's a man that becomes a woman and they play sports? You still anti?
I don't know. That gets really confusing. I'd like to stay away from that topic. All right. We're moving on. Bar trivia is over. Congratulations, John. Congratulations, Eve, for participating. We'll send you your participation trophy. And John, you know, the only thing that disappoints
me. Can you give me a trophy that looks like squeezy applesauce?
Yes. Yeah, I think I can. I was a little disappointed. I wanted to see you guys show up to the show like with a headband on, like maybe just looking a little more athletic, knowing that there was a competition.
I showed up like I do for bar trivia. I have three drinks. I have two seltzers and a wine, okay? And I think the reason I lost is because I was like not – I was intoxicated for a lot of these episodes.
Well, I mean, Eve, stop it. I mean, we all were.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's true. John, you can't say that as like the reason that you beat John. I think if you were beating me, maybe you can make that argument. To beat John, you can't say like I was – more drunk. It's like, you know, John's pretty fucking consistently drunk.
All right.
We're moving on to our locks of the week.
Locks of the week.
Let me remind the listeners on a couple things. Right now, and John, I don't know if you have the full standings, but I think we're 14-3-1. 14-3-1? I mean, that's a ridiculous amount of money. If you're paying attention to our locks and you're putting money on them. Last week, I hit on the Seahawks, giving 6 points. I also made a crazy audible after getting a text from Cam Newton to go under on the Patriots and Chiefs. Those both hit. Eve pushed her Ravens bet versus the football team, but she did hit on the Chiefs, giving 7 points. And then John lost on betting on the Jaguars, but he did get a win with his Colts. So we went 4-1-1. I went 2-0. I'm going to go first, and here's where I'm going to go. Jacksonville Jaguars versus the Houston Texans. Two very average, maybe just poor teams. Neither of them are great at defense. Neither of them are great at offense. The over-under number is 54. I like this to be a boring 21-17 game. I'll take the under on the 54 number. John, lock it in.
Texans, Jags, under 54. Got it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All right. Second game I'd like to pick. Giants, Cowboys. Cowboys defense is awful. The Giants' entire football team is awful. These two teams typically battle it out, even when there's a talent disparity. Generally a good, entertaining football game. I saw the Cowboys are giving us 9.5 points. That seems like way too many points for a divisional game. I'm going to take my Giants to lose by a touchdown. Give me the G-men, 9.5 points.
I like it.
And then my final bonus lock. This does not count towards the standings. Yankees in game 5, motherfucker. Lock it in.
Wait,
that's what I got.
You're locking in that they're going to play?
I'm not sure what he's doing there.
Yankees win. Yankees win game 5. They're moving on. That was more of a homer pick, but I wanted to make sure it was my bonus lock. Eve, you beat John last week. You get to go second, so go ahead.
Okay. There's so many games that you could bet on this week, and I thought it would be like cheating to bet on the ones where you know they're going to automatically win, so it's been really difficult for me to decide, but I went with the Chiefs versus Raiders.
You love the Chiefs.
My dad loves the Chiefs, and I love my dad, so I'm going to go with my dad's team. It. And I also love the color red. So if it's not a team that like that's red, then fuck them.
So you're taking Chiefs. I've got them right now on DraftKings at -11.5.
Yeah, I know. I know. I was trying to decide between that or the over under. So, you know, I'm learning more because John is teaching me things about betting. But I'm gonna go with the 11.5. They're gonna score at least. Probably at least 14 points, in my opinion, but I'm going to take that bet. And then
Eve, I think it's important, though. I just want to take a pause. The fact that you're whooping John's ass in betting and you make comments like, I like the color red, that's the kind of shit that is just fantastic.
It really makes
me so happy when I hear that.
I'm representing the minority of people that don't watch don't listen to this podcast because they don't like sports. So I'm here for you. The second game I'm going to bet on for this weekend for NFL is I'm going to do the Rams versus the Washington Reds racial slurs. Yep. So this one was difficult as well. I'm going to go with the over 46.5 points.
Wow. Okay.
And like obviously the Rams are going to win. So fuck the racial slurs. Last bonus pick. I'm going to do the 49ers versus the Dolphins. My grandpa loves the 49ers and he deserves to win. But I'm going to go on the under for this one. 51.5. Because, yeah, the Dolphins aren't going to score very much. And I think the 49ers don't have to work too hard. So under.
I really like that pick, actually. I like the under there because I do think the 49ers will run the shit out of the ball and that game will just have less possessions. Not enough possessions to get to 50-plus points. All right, Johnny.
All right, got it. 49ers under. 49ers Dolphins.
So, wait, that's the bonus lock, though. Yeah, so the two other locks were the locks, of the and that one's the bonus.
Yeah, okay. I'm taking the risk on the Rams and the racial slurs.
I like it.
All right. My locks of the week coming up this weekend. I'm going back to college football. The Miami Hurricanes, while they haven't been great in the last couple of years, they currently have the best quarterback in Derek King that they probably had in the last decade. So they're getting 14 points against a little team you might have heard of, Clemson. But I think I'm taking the Miami Hurricanes plus 14 against Clemson. The Canes right now actually rank higher than Clemson, both offensively and defensively. And, Clemson is ranked number one in the world, and Miami Hurricanes are ranked 7. Albeit, there's about 2 or 3 conferences that aren't currently playing college football. But you know what? We work with the rankings that we have, do we not?
I like it. I like that you're going college football. I always forget that that's something you can gamble on. I also don't know shit about college football. So, like, when you mentioned whoever that quarterback is, no idea who that guy is. But good job.
You're originally from East Coast. And I think like a lot of folks out there don't give a bleep about college football.
It's fair.
Do you not like college baseball either?
I don't. I mean, does anyone like college baseball? I mean, a lot of people like college football. I don't know that anybody pays attention to college
baseball. Whenever I hear, I might stop on college baseball here and there, but once I hear the little tink of the baseball off of a metal bat, I'm like, ew, that's not how baseball's supposed to sound.
So my son is very he's trying to play college baseball. If he gets to play college baseball anywhere, then I will.
He's a fan of wherever that is.
Correct. Until then, though. Zero fucks.
Oh my god! I hope he picks like a really shitty like name team, and then you have to like put a shirt on that says like
the Beavers.
No, fuck you.
So I had a dorm room in Salisbury University, which is in Maryland. They're the Salisbury Seagulls. I always thought that was great.
Why don't they have the Salisbury Steaks? What the fuck?
Missed opportunity.
It's near the beach. I think that's why they went Seagulls.
Right by the
surf
beach.
And turf.
All right, guys. My second
right
lock
by
of
the
week.
Beach, man. Sorry.
Hey, thank you. My second lock of the week.
I'm speaking.
Is a team that we've loved to bet against. We've bet against this team repeatedly and been repeat winners. I'm taking the Steelers -7 against the Eagles. The Eagles' entire offensive line is injured, and they will stay injured the rest of the year. The Steelers, not bad. Old Ben Roethlisberger, he's looking decent out there. So Steelers -7.
What's the – that's
so
a great –
So you think the Steelers are going to beat the Eagles?
By more than a touchdown.
Really? Yeah. Okay.
Well, so the Eagles, Eve, just so you know, we have bet on the Eagles just based on how bad they suck. And it's hit every time. But tell me, John, what is the number on that game? Because I do feel like there's a chance the Eagles score like 3 points in that game.
Sorry, I'm just – hold on. I was going back up. Eve, were you trying to do like a sports radio thing there where you like – you thought you were making a good – Eagles, really?
Like, no, I remember looking at that game and being like, I can make a pick on this. But I'm like, oh, it's too easy. Eagles are going to win. And you're saying
– I don't like the color green.
I like that movie – the one with Bradley Cooper
Mark
in
Wahlberg?
It. No, Bradley Cooper.
Oh, Bradley Cooper. The one that is an underrated movie. What is the name of that movie?
The Silver Playbook?
Yeah, Silver Linings Playbook. Where
I
he like,
did like that movie too.
Robert Downey Jr., his dad is like super like OCD and he bets a lot like John does. And, every time he goes to an Eagles game, they lose. But whenever he's with Jennifer Lawrence, they win. So, Eagles.
When I heard there were leaked photos of Jennifer Lawrence naked, I definitely looked at those.
That's how I reacted to the Chris Evans thing. And you guys were just like, what?
I did not look at them since I'm a married man. But the over-under on the Steelers-Eagles game is, I believe, the lowest one of the season so far. It's 44.5.
Yeah, it's so low. I guess that's hard to bet on. But yeah, I could see that being like – I could see that just being an absolute 31-3 type game.
Yo, and my bonus pick, I mean, it's going to be another team that I've been riding all season and that you rode the last one and I wanted to pick. But it's Seahawks -7 against the Vikings. It's just – it's almost too easy.
Yep. All right. Well, we have 6 locks and 9 total picks, right, John?
Yes.
Did you lock those in? I mean, did you write those down? Because I didn't write
them. I've got them all written down.
He made the locking noise. Click, click.
Knock, 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 knock.
The week. Yeah. And right. So I'll also put them all locks in the episode summary so that everyone can see what we're picking and whatever. And we're kind of held.
Hey, you know what? I actually it's probably way too much work, but it'd be really cool to have the different things that are happening and their times of when they're happening. So if you only wanted to listen to a certain section, you could just skip to that part. Something to work on. It's on you.
I know. All right. Podcast has it.
Well, listen, what we could do, Doves, is we could chop it up, right? And we do we end this segment and we end the recording and then we start a new one. And then we smush them together into one episode.
I'm not making a podcast sandwich for this.
Or not one episode, but we can release them and they're all a part of today's episode.
Ooh,
or whatever.
Okay, ooh, all right. Like podcast s'mores.
It could be part one, part two, part three.
All right. Listen, there's a lot of ideas flying around right now.
Act one, they're act two, act three.
Everyone knows, and I'm an idea guy. I feed off ideas. I throw out ideas. I love what's going on. We're going to take this brainstorming session offline. John just took his headset off. I don't know what's happening.
I think Dancing with the Stars had an update.
What happened, John? Your wife yelling at you?
Dancing with the Stars?
No, I just hear my kid crying, so I want to see what's going on.
All right.
But can you keep this moving when I do that, please?
Yeah, I actually want to throw out a little teaser for Sunday's episode. We do have to get into John's terrible parenting, and it's always best to do that when Rachel's on the line. So we're going to have Rachel. We're going to get into John's terrible parenting. It's going to be great. A little Dancing with the Stars if you're a fan of that. All right. Locks of the Week is over. We're moving on. Singapore is paying for babies. God damn it, I wish I would have known this. I have 4 fucking kids. Would have been great to get paid for some of them. I would have moved to Singapore, and I wouldn't even talk to you guys. But I don't know. John, tell us what's going on. Singapore is paying for babies. What the fuck is happening?
Well, so COVID-19 has hit every country in our great world, and Singapore is not alone in that. And so, but they'll also – so it's hit their economy hard, and a lot of folks are not wanting to have kids, right? Like maybe one or both parents have lost their jobs. And so the birth rate has dropped to, you know, from essentially nothing to less than nothing now. Their fertility rate now stands at 1.14 births per woman, which is not great because the number that it takes to naturally repopulate a country from just natural attrition due to death and whatever is 2.1 babies per woman. And so Singapore is offering a one-time payment to any parents during the coronavirus pandemic. And as we know, the world runs on young people, right? Like every country needs young people. You need people that you can pay. Yeah, well, you need people that you can pay just jack shit to do the most menial jobs in the world, and that's typically young people.
Who runs the world? Girls. Anyway, the thing that was really weird about this article when I was reading it was that they didn't give an amount of what they're actually going to pay them. So I'd be really curious. Is it going to be more than what the money that we received? Because I've only gotten $1,200. And so far I read another article about Singapore and they have gotten, I think, around $10,000 in Singapore, funds, which is about $7,000 US dollars just for being parents. So I guess I should like move to Singapore and have children. I don't know.
Here's one thing that jumped out to me, Eve, is that it said for a country to naturally repopulate itself, women must have 2.1 babies on average. I've got 4. John's got 2. What the fuck are you doing? You're holding up the team. You need to start having some babies so that the United States doesn't get into this situation. Also,
why do we need to repopulate? We're like overpopulated. It's like China. They don't need to repopulate anything. They need to stop populating. Like,
so a point of clarification. I did read that it said for a country to naturally repopulate itself. Does that mean any country, or is that talking? Huh.
Well, the problem is that we're living longer than we did 50, 60, 80, 100 years ago. So people are not dying until their 80s. And then you have like a lot of people having a lot of children, aka Mormons, Catholics. So like, and then you have the people that don't want kids. So I think it's balancing itself out in the US. I think it's great where people are just not having as many kids before. And we're lowering that like point of I can't remember what it's called, but like you get to a point where resources are not going to match what people we have. We're just going to have too many people, not enough resources. And I think right now we're still okay, but in the next 2 decades, 3 decades, century, we're going to get fucked because there's too many.
I'm pretty sure that Singapore's birth rate isn't just a Singapore thing. Birth rates in developed countries are down across the entire world. People are just waiting later in life to have children and to have fewer children. And Eve, to your point, old people are living longer. So the weird thing that we're getting to is like we have an aging population that's really old and will die soon enough, and we don't have as many people coming up to replace them. And so I don't know. I don't know what that will look like. I don't know if that's a plus or a minus, but I don't know.
I don't think it's a minus because we already have so many people. When you like multiple, it's like a pyramid scheme. I mean, when you multiply people, like three people down underneath you, it becomes like way too vast to support it. So I think like right now we're okay because the balance of like people that aren't having kids versus the people that are still having kids evens out. I mean, unless we're talking like Tinder dates in the next 20 to 30 years, I'm sorry. Maybe you're going to have a less high pool than you would have had if people were.
I wish you guys would see my first note where all I wrote was give Eve a hard time for not having any babies yet. That's what I wrote down on my notes. Oh my God. Just like make fun of Eve for not having children.
Are you pro pyramid scheme? Is that what I got from that?
I love the pyramids. No, what I'm saying is like, do you want me to just like have illegitimate children? I don't understand.
Yes.
Okay. Obviously. So I should, when I was a child, that was actually like a weird fantasy of mine is like, I don't want to have a husband. I want to like, I remember like watching Lord of the Rings and thinking, oh, Boromir's dying. Like, I wish I could have had sex with that dude. So at least he would have had a son, you know, like I wish I could just like have children with multiple people, but that's not acceptable in our society. So I'm not Gunther's wife.
Were you watching? Damn. All right. Did that thought go through your head as you were like petting your pet rat?
I never had a pet rat. What the fuck? I had a dog and a chicken.
So, hey, I have a couple thoughts here. First of all, and John, I'm curious if you would agree with me. I think all women should get paid for all the babies they have because I've watched them give birth. It is fucking, it looks unbelievably awful. And it is one of those moments and I've had it happen 4 times in my life where you feel incredibly useless. Like, what if I contributed to this experience? Very little, about 3 minutes of really kind of my best effort. that's about all I've contributed. And, she looks like she should get paid. And, so that would be my first thing. Second thing is you mentioned Eve. We're fucked. You know who's not getting fucked? The women in Singapore. Are they just not fucking? Do they need training on how to fuck? Are their condoms too effective? Are they not drinking enough? Are their penises not big enough? All of those things are legitimate questions. Something's wrong in Singapore because they have the lowest birth rate in the world. What the fuck is going on out there?
Or maybe they're sensible and they realize that it's not within their means to have children. We don't know. Maybe they're strong, independent women that want to actually do something with their life and not have children.
Oh, it's so boring.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, have kids, don't have kids, whatever. I don't care.
You know,
sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, you know, remember like that whole, like if you had three wishes thing that a lot of people ask you like at jobs or in like, circles. They'll be like, "What if you had three wishes from a genie, what would you wish?" One of my wishes has now changed. I would wish that every man on earth would experience childbirth, or at least the pain of childbirth, even if there's no baby, just to fucking understand the shit that women go through. Like, literally.
Oh, I do understand. And it's because I've separated my shoulder. A pain that is...
Oh my God.
I've done it more than once. It's a pain that's worse than childbirth. And I know because I was in the room for two childbirths. And I can tell you, I was in a lot more pain than my lovely wife ever was.
Yeah.
And that affected your body for the rest of your life. Yeah. Okay.
I had to stop going to CrossFit for like a week and a half.
Yeah. John is grabbing his shoulder and he's just like crying about his stupid ass shoulder that's going to heal in 2 weeks.
And he might have to have surgery. It's a good point. It's a life-changing experience. And while we're – I think it's a good transition point because while we're speaking about pain, there was actually a drunk student that we need to talk about. I think it's the UK. She got in a little bit of pain. She got in a dryer while she was hammered and had to be rescued by firefighters. John, can you give us a little bit more insight into, there's a situation I think where maybe we've had too many children with this young woman, but I don't know, John, give us a little bit of background here.
Yeah. So Rosie Cole, age 21. She's a college student in the Yorkshire, which is in the UK. Yes. She downed a couple bottles of Zinfandel wine, a couple shots of something called honey tequila. That sounds actually really delightful. And then they dared this young lady to get into the dryer. And yeah, she wedged herself into the clothes dryer. And then the dum-dum realized she couldn't get out. And so I believe the fire folks got called.
Yeah, and I just want to jump in. When you hear, is there any story that more obviously screams – this was white people than hammering white Zinfandel and getting in a dryer? I mean, like, white bitches. That's the first thing I thought of. And there was a video on the article and I clicked on it and immediately just saw a bunch of white women. And I was like, yep, okay. That is exactly what I expected. So very stereotypical, but I'm glad the stereotype holds up. There are no anything other than white people that would get hammered off white Zinfandel and get into a dryer. So that's my main takeaway.
The only thing I hear, the stories that I hear in the media that I think is a little bit wider is when you hear about like a hiker or camper that goes out hiking or camping by themselves and then is missing and is like, and is found like 6 months later dead. I'm like, that's some white people shit. No other race does that shit other than white folk.
Yeah. If you ever watch a scary movie, the black people know what they're doing. You know, they don't do stupid shit. Like Cabin in the Woods. Have you ever seen that movie? It's about the stereotypes of all scary movies, but essentially like, the smartest person that's in your bunch is either going to be black or a drug addict, because those are the people that somehow think straight versus dumbass white, no offense, white women usually, or jockey dudes in those movies that just do stupid shit. Like, maybe I should like sit behind these meat cleavers. It's a good idea. Nothing bad's going to happen to me here.
When you said no offense, were you talking to white women? Were you talking to the two white guys, or were you talking to yourself, or are you talking to the listeners?
I'm only half white. I was talking to everyone. Okay. Yeah, that's right. I have indigenous blood, motherfuckers.
Indigenous blood, baby. Hey, I wanted to read one quote from this girl. She said, "When I realized I couldn't uncross my legs and my hips were stuck, I got a bit worried, especially when I tried to free myself. The dryer tipped forward and I couldn't get myself up. It was pretty hot inside the dryer." Well, if you watch the video, this girl is holding herself up while the dryer is tipped over and she cannot get out of the dryer. It's a funny visual, but it's even funnier to just kind of read in an article. I don't know. I found it fucking hilarious. And I don't know if you guys have ever had any really funny drunken stories, but I have one I want to share, but I'm curious if you guys have any thoughts or any drunken stories that are, you know, rivaling getting stuck in a dryer.
I think I fell asleep on a toilet once, but I don't really have much more than that.
Well, you didn't ever like, I don't know, let's say get a ride home from a taxi driver and like sprint away and get tackled by the taxi driver while you were hammered.
Mm. Doesn't ring a bell.
Oh, what about your wife? She didn't get hammered and make you pay a super large bill in the Uber?
Oh, yes. Oh, God. You remember that. That is her shame that I actually will let her share.
Oh.
But yes, it was something where it was under my Uber account, and Rachel made a fucking mess. It was okay. Yeah. Let's tee that up for a story for next time.
Yeah, that's great. I'm glad that we brought that up again. Rachel will be on the show on Sunday, which will be released on Monday. It's gonna be great. All right, I do want to tell
go ahead. We didn't get to talk. I wanted to have a final thought about the dryer thing. Like,
please. I wanted to tell my drunken story. So
okay.
Before we do that,
I hope her WAP is okay.
Well, it's dry.
It's dry now.
We get it. Jesus Christ. I'm gonna look up a little bump bump ching sound so that we can play it during that dope ass joke. All right. I want to tell my drunk story. I was in college once too for a very short period of time. Made a lot of bad decisions. Actually, ultimately ended up in me having an illegitimate child. Made a lot of bad decisions. Really on a roll in my college career. But my favorite one was I decided I was going to hang out with a guy that really wasn't my friend. He was my drug dealer. And it became a
– He wasn't your friend? So
not really. And let me just explain. I found out pretty early on that when you hung out with this drug dealer, you got to partake in different drugs at a reduced cost. So if you were part of the group, there was some ancillary benefits. Wasn't a huge fan of this guy. Kind of a sketchy dude, but I was willing in college to make some bad decisions to maybe get a little free weed, maybe get a little free blow. All right. So fast forward to, he says, I'm hanging out with him. It's me, him, and three black guys. Now I only mention that they're black because it becomes relevant later in the story. So we go to this party and, I see this girl that I, was in English class with. And I had gone to English class, agreed to do a group project with this girl, and then never showed up to English class again. Completely fucked her over. And my initial thought, because I was drinking a lot of jungle juice, was she thought I was cute. I should go hit on her. So I'm going to hit on her and quickly realized she did not think I was cute. She fucking hated me. I'm not going to get into the details there. But anyway, I'm getting really drunk. And at some point, somebody at the party calls one of the black gentlemen I'm with the N-word. So immediately I can see things escalating. And I realize very quickly that I'm about to get into a fight. So I take my fists out. I get behind the guys that I know we're about to – that I'm on the team with. I'm defending the black friends. And I'm ready to fight. Anyway, next thing you know – 3 hours later, this is about 10 p.m., I wake up in the back of my drug dealer's car, and they said, yeah, there was a big scuffle. Nobody really got hurt. And at the end of it, you were knocked the fuck out. On the ground. Nobody got hurt. Except nobody you. Got knocked out. I had a massive lump on the side of my head. Apparently somebody, the only thing that happened during that fight was I got punched really fucking hard by somebody in the side of the head and got knocked out, which – I think it's a pretty fucking funny drunk story, and I'm proud of it.
I don't know how to respond to that.
I just wanted to let silence sit there. Yeah.
Yeah, you got knocked out. Wow.
I mean, it's a funny
not a funny story.
Well, it's kind of funny that you, like, everyone saw you splayed out on the floor. You're like, okay.
Thank you. It's funny.
Like you were like the truce. Everyone saw you. Like, oh, that's all that we needed to get out of this. We just needed some skinny white kid on the floor knocked out. Yeah.
And the way they explained it was like, yeah, there was like a scuffle, but bro, you were just like laying there knocked out. It's like, oh, all right. Well, sucks to be me, I guess. All right. Maybe not that funny of a story. I thought it was funny. And, again, my college career was shortened. So that was kind of probably the highlight. All right. Any final thoughts on the drunk women, any other funny drunk stories? Or are we moving on to double T's top three?
Yeah, there's no funny stories with me. I don't really get drunk very often. All the times I've been around drunk people, it's been like shitty to me. I had to clean up after drunk people too many times to count. It's not okay. People just like throwing up all over my place.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah.
That's really annoying. Yeah. That's not a funny story. That's like a want to punch that person in the face.
I don't know. I'm sure I do have stories. I was just trying to think of a story that tied in with an appliance like a dryer, and I don't think I have a whole lot.
I will say dryers was a go-to for me in hide and seek when I was younger and could fit into a dryer. But I would not be able to fit into a dryer. I would never even be able to get into it. Therefore, I would never get stuck in one. All right. Double T's, top threes. We haven't done this in a while. And John had a great idea. What are our three favorite places to go to the bathroom outside of our house? You know, everybody's go-to number one is going to be in your home. But gosh, I think we all have strategies when we're out and about. And trying to figure out when we have to go to the bathroom, where are our favorite places to go? So why don't we go to Eve first? What's your number three, Eve?
I'm going to say Target. It's super convenient. it's like one of those practical choices. It's super convenient. Unlike work or being at home, no one monitors your use. So it's not like they're like, wow, you've been gone for a while. Or like, where'd you go? I can walk into a Target. I don't even have to shop. I just go to the bathroom. No one like bothers me. And then it's cleaner than most department stores. So I won't go to like Walmart or, I don't know, Kohl's. I'll go to a Target though.
Number three with Target. Okay. That's great. I did, you know, good insight. John, where are you going?
Yeah, I'm taking the natural one as a guy. Just outside. I mean, wherever. Doing whatever. Daylight, under the cover of darkness. Honestly, whatever time of the day. It doesn't matter. There's something very freeing about peeing outside when you know if you have the appropriate cover and you know you're not going to be seen by the police or you know, catch some ridiculous public nudity charge, you know, you're good. Recently, as I've been managing the devastating pain of my shoulder separation.
Sure.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
By smoking the devil's lettuce at night. If I go, while I'm token up, you know, some of our flowers outside are getting a little drinky straight from the salami faucet. So it's really just a win-win for, you know, Mother Nature and me.
That's how they die. Okay. I'll tell Rachel.
Drinking from the salami faucet. That's a great quote and something that's hopefully lives on forever.
I'm not going to remember
number three,
the next trivia game.
I was tempted to say on top of Mike Pence's head, like that fly was shit. But I'm going to go with any body of water, pool, lake, ocean, doesn't matter. I specifically like it when I'm in a close conversation with someone right near me and I'm just peeing all over the place while looking him in the eye and having a conversation. That's my favorite time to pee. So that's my number three. Eve, back to you for number twos.
Literally. I'm going to choose a fancy restaurant. So it could be like your Ooh. Ruth's Chris, something like that. I love a good bathroom with a couch. So I hear tale that
it's only men, happens in the women's bathroom.
Yeah, men don't have this, but this is especially useful when you have girlfriends who coerce you into coming with them to the bathroom, as they do whenever you're out and about. They're like, "Let's go to the bathroom together." I don't want to go to the bathroom, but I can hang out on the couch, and it's usually like an entrance to a small room that has a couch, and then like maybe a couple chairs, and then there's a doorway to the restroom itself, and it's all glamored up. There's like floral accents, there's like fancy smelling soaps, hand lotion dispensers, fake plants, and like the sinks are made of some expensive materials. So I just feel really pampered when I go just to the bathroom at a fancy restaurant.
Sounds luxurious. And it actually immediately made me think of John, have you ever had to pee in one of those troughs where there's not a urinal, it's just a big long trough, and there's just dicks hanging out of it.
Yeah, you can see them
in the peripherals, and it's like, bro, what are we doing here?
I'm immediately reminded of any like high school or college athletic stadium. this trough with the ice in it. Why the fuck do they put the ice in it for? I don't understand the ice. Is there some dude at the bottom of the whole urinal thing going, "Oh God, oh, this is great. Oh, it tastes so good. They chilled this for me." Oh.
It's Kevin Costner with his little device from Waterworld where he's thinking it's the drinking water.
I like it.
So I do want to tell a funny story about a trough. I was at a baseball game. It's the Yankees. It might have been a White Sox game. So we're at the White Sox game, and we go to the bathroom. It's right at the end of the game. So it's fucking everyone's going to the bathroom. It's got the trough. And my brother and I, we go in. Two guys leave at the same time. We go in next to each other. And he goes, yeah, we're peeing. He goes, you call that a dick? And he says to me, and I didn't react. And the guy next to him on the other side looks over like, what the fuck? You know, he's got his dick hanging out. We're all at the trough. And I was like, bro, that was a risky fucking move. Yeah, the trough is the worst.
Do you know why it's a trough? Because you guys are all pigs. Clapping for myself.
Got us. All right.
You're number two, John.
No, wait, real quick. I've only seen troughs in women's restrooms at the sink. I didn't know that they made like for men. Like in the size of a trough. Like I always thought it was just a sink thing.
They should have troughs for women though. The trough and then like a little place where you sit and you just all have to line up and piss in a trough. They should do that.
Yeah, like watch the blood run down. Yeah, that's cool. I'm just trying to make you feel really uncomfortable right now.
Mission accomplished.
Yeah,
my number two place to go to the bathroom that's not my house. Hotels. First off, if you're someone that has to drive long distance for work occasionally, like I do, like 3, 4, 5 hours at a time, the best places to hit up when you start to get the rumblies is a hotel.
True.
You walk in. You barely look at the front desk, barely acknowledge them. Just blow past the front desk and just keep going because the first floor in a hotel always has a public restroom. And so I do it at all the majors like Hilton's, Marriott's, any star location. They're so clean and wonderful for public restrooms because the vast majority of the people in the hotel all have their own potties that they're using in their own rooms. So that's my tip for you road warriors. If you're out there, you need someplace clean to go because you got to make number two and you can't make it home. Go to a hotel.
That's a really, really good advice. I mean, I actually don't do that, but as I think through it, also very empty. They're always empty.
Oh, there's never anyone there. I've never encountered another human being in there.
Yeah, fascinating. The only time
– the time flies.
I remember going to the public restroom on the main floor is when we were in my – I was in a training for work, and I had gotten hammered the day before, and I had to catch a flight, and the elevator – made me so sick to my stomach because I was so hungover that I started vomiting in the lobby and like slowly made it into the bathroom. But yeah, I was really glad nobody was in there and I vomited all over the place and I just kind of cleaned it up and left and just abandoned ship. All right. My number two, I'm going to go with any bathroom that locks. I love when I get to lock a bathroom door. My favorite thing to do while peeing in a locked bathroom is pull my pants all the way down like a 4-year-old kid that's potty training. Ass cheeks hanging out while I'm peeing. Nobody can come in. The bathroom's locked. I feel free. I love it. I do it all the time. That's my number two.
You never accidentally pooped?
No. I like peeing with my shorts at my ankles.
Yeah, no, I don't know. I'm trying to visualize how I would do that. And I think it would almost like cue my body. Oh, it's time to poop now too.
No, that's never happened. All right. Fuck, are we on to number one? Eve, keep us going.
You took my number one. I was going to say ocean, but you said any body of water.
Oh, okay. I thought you were like...
You also turn your pants down every...
God, no. So I'm going to take a subpar number one. I'm going to say any like member lounge at an airport. So I have a membership where I can get into a lot of different lounges. I can not only eat food and drink as much as I want, but 20 feet away, I can use a bathroom. And it's, again, anonymous. There's fancy soaps, lotions. The door is like a closet. It's really weird, but the door is like a closet. So there's like nothing above.
The door goes all the way to the ground?
Yeah.
It goes all the way to the ground. Yeah, I like that too.
So that's pretty comfortable. And nobody monitors, because if you are monitoring my time in the bathroom, you're a fucking psychopath. Because I don't know anybody that's at the airport lounge. So there you go. And it keeps out the riffraff, you know, like people that are just like going through the airport with their like cheap tickets, like Southwest, you know, carry on people. Get out of here.
Yeah. People that fly Southwest and Spirit and Frontier, their intestines are definitely dirtier than the rest of them.
Yeah, it's not about race. It's about price of your plane ticket.
Definitely. It's a scientific fact.
Yes. All right. So my number one, and this might be unprecedented, I'm going hotels again.
What the fuck? You can't do that.
This time, not the potty on the first floor, but just when you're staying in a hotel room, the potty in your room.
Fine.
When I'm traveling for work, play, whatever, and actually when I'm traveling for work and I'm just hitting up a I'm hitting up different towns every night. So like I do a lot of one night stays. I'm destroying that hunk of porcelain. Like, I mean, if I'm staying for a couple of days or whatever, then I'll give it a courtesy flush, ensure I don't clog it up. And I'm a little off with my pee-pee aim, I'll clean it up. But if I'm just staying there one night, oh, that shit is literally on. There's no courtesy flushes. There's no cleaning anything if I miss. And if I clog it up, which I have, I'm leaving it clogged because I don't have to look the cleaning person in the eyes the next day. I'm gone. I'm also such an animal that I'll piss in the hotel shower if I need to because my toilet is clogged. So, yeah, the one thing y'all don't want to be reincarnated as in your next life is a hotel toilet.
For a one-night stay.
Or for any hotel that John fucking goes to. That is not fucking normal. All right.
Wait. Who doesn't pee shit in the shower at hotels? Like, why is that, like, only on the, like, one-night stays?
Yeah, who doesn't pee in the shower at your home? I mean, I'm peeing in the shower all the time.
I do not. I mean, my bathroom is just right next to my shower. I can just take a couple of steps and do that.
I thought you put your children to bed. I hear them.
Yeah, you put your kids to bed. I hear them fucking yelling. You did a shitty job.
Yeah, sounds like, yeah, I know. I got to go warm up these spanking hands.
UFC over there.
All right. Hey, I got to get my number one out before you go whip your kid's ass.
Ew.
All right. My number one, it's a golf course. It's a golf course. There's kind of an art to it. I'm usually drinking. I have to pee at about hole number three. But you don't want your dick flopping around when the cart girl can just swoop by at any time. So it's like a strategy to find little places of trees and woods that you can piss in. Also, for some reason on the golf course, I probably pee like 15 times a round. So, yeah, this is my favorite place.
You gotta
golf course.
You got to be careful because Villanelle might just like whack off your penis at one of those holes in those bushes. If you ever watch Killing Eve, she's murdered someone at the golf course, so be careful.
I have not watched Killing Eve, and I do not want to because that would ruin my number one.
So for the majority of listeners that haven't watched Killing Eve, it's a UK-based show that's really good. It's about an assassin.
Serial killer.
And it's very good. It's on Hulu. You can check it out. But she does a murder on a golf course. And Eve, no one gets that reference.
Yeah, okay.
Do you realize
Sandra Oh, she is in it, so you have to watch.
What? Again, whiff for me. But do you not realize sometimes when you say these things that you're the like in a very small sliver of human beings
that
have experienced?
Do you realize that like Esteban gets 95% of my jokes?
No,
we're gonna go.
That sounds like a coronavirus made up.
You guys don't even know what Fern Gully is in it.
Well, I'm glad that it feels good in here. Everyone's comfortable enough to talk like how you want to talk and like you're amongst friends. But, there are other people that listen to this thing.
I think that's a great time to
That's a great time to end the show, yeah.
Subscribe, review, Yankees in five, motherfuckers! See ya!